Hello, team. Welcome to another Two Fat Brokers podcast. I am Barney from Dubai.
I am Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Before we start, once again, our plea for
those in peril on the sea.
Not plea. I don't think plea's right. Like and subscribe, guys. Come on. Take your naught but a second. Today, we are going to discuss the fees or hidden fees when buying property in the UAE.
Not just when buying, when holding and selling as well.
And holding and selling. Hidden a lot property of fees. Data.
We are full of data, as the comments in your Instagram all those always say.
We never have any
too
data.
Too many numbers, they say.
Too many, too much information.
You've got all the numbers.
Too much data. Yet they still keep watching. okay, so, I mean, I guess I'll go first. So we'll start with buying.
Do it.
Then we'll do selling. And then we'll do holding.
Weird way around, but sure. Let's not do it chronologically.
Okay.
Cool. So buying.
Buying. Okay, so we'll start from the most important one, 2% to your selling agent or your buying agent. A buyer of a property in the UAE pays their real estate agent 2% plus VAT.
Is it ever any more?
No, I don't think it should be. I don't think it should be any less. I don't think it should be any more.
But I mean, you've probably had agents come to you and say, listen, I've got this property from another agent. Mm-hmm. Can your buyer pay 3%? One for you, one for the middle guy, and one for the other agent.
No, so if there's a middle guy, what I offer the middle guy is 0.5%. So you take 0.5% from me, 0.5% from the other side. So the middleman gets 1% out of the four.
Well, so you're talking about the seller paying 2%.
So seller
well.
Pays 2%, buyer pays 2%.
Right, okay.
But we're talking about your buying fees at the moment. So don't.
So he'll get half a percent from you, and you'll keep
the middleman. Yes.
Okay. So the middleman gets half a percent, but you never charge your buyer more than 2%.
I don't believe you should. I don't think it's ethical, personally. Okay. I don't think you should ever take less than 2%.
What if it's a great deal?
What do you mean?
You got a cracking deal. Let's say you got a really like you got something a million below market, and you know your buyer's going to rip your arm off for it.
Yeah.
Would you ever try and take any part of that million, or you just be like, no, 2%?
If you are representing a side, that side pays you 2%. That's my belief.
Okay.
There are loads of agents out there who'll try and take more. Fair enough. If that's what you want to do, and if that's that's your modus operandi, have at it. Personally, I don't think you should take more or less than 2%. Can I carry on now?
You may.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. The buyer will also pay VAT on that. If you are buying with a mortgage, you will have to pay, usually depending on the bank, but about 0.25% of your mortgage value to the land department. And at transfer, you will also need to pay 4% of your purchase price, not including VAT. 4% of your purchase price to the land department. That is called what we call in the UK stamp duty. It is a duty that you pay the government. You will also need to pay your, we have conveyances here. So in the UK and the US, you have solicitors in the UK, lawyers in the US. In the UAE, we have conveyances. Depending on what you're on your conveyancer, depending on the value of what it is that you're buying, your conveyancer will charge you anywhere between 5,000 dirhams to 30,000 dirhams, depending on the value. There will be trustee fees. So you do your transfer at a trustee office. Your trustee will charge you around 4,500 dirhams. There will also be 520 dirhams for a new title deed issuance. That is about it in terms
of... NOC from your...
NOC is paid for by the seller.
Is it now? Okay.
Mm. It's paid for by the seller.
Right. NOC means no objection certificate.
Correct.
We'll talk about that when we talk about selling fees, I guess.
Benjamin, what do they pay in Abu Dhabi?
So same as Dubai for the broker fee, 2% plus VAT.
Is there any moment where where that should be more or less?
We don't, but I was asking you, some leading questions there, as I know. Something has been quite common in the past is where... at least on the on the buyer side, sometimes brokers will try and like gross up the price. Well, maybe that's in terms of getting the seller to pay commission. Sometimes they'll try and get a higher price. And
I think sellers should pay a commission.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the sales side. Okay. Though. Yeah, so from the buyer only 2%, our transfer fees are only 2%. not like in Dubai. We don't have conveyancers. Conveyancing is done by the real estate agent. We don't have a trustee office, but there is something called Dari. So you can either transfer in Dari or at ADREC, which ADREC is the Abu Dhabi Real Estate Center. And there's a small fee there. Dari, I think it's something like 1500, and at ADREC, it's like 700. If you've got a mortgage, you got to pay 0.9% of your mortgage to register the mortgage. So I think for you, it's 0.25%. Is it 0.9 or 0.09? No, I think it's 0.9%. Yeah.
Damn.
It only end up being a couple of thousand dirhams maximum.
It depends on how big your mortgage is.
To register it. And sometimes the buyer does have to get an NOC. Because in Abu Dhabi, we'll sometimes run a two NOC process. So the property manager needs to give an NOC to the developer. The developer will then give the NOC, which you take to transfer. Sometimes the developer NOC is paid for by the buyer, because the buyer needs to go in, sign the community declaration form before he gets his NOC, and then he pays for the NOC. NOCs cannot be more than 5,000 dirhams. They're normally around 3,000 dirhams.
So if you were to go, this is your sort of top line number and chattels, you're looking at 4%. To buy something in the UAE, Abu Dhabi.
And change, yeah.
And change. So in the UAE, in Dubai, it's 6% and change.
Yeah, roughly speaking.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't think there's any other fees on top of that.
No.
That's about it. Of course, when you buy a unit to move into, you got to put down your deposits for all your utilities. Yeah, you got to put down a chilled water deposit, gas deposit, ADDCs, now moved to TACA. Those used to be 1,000 dirhams. There's been some change around that now, but you've got to pay for that.
If D were here, your deposit needs to be, regardless of the size of the house, it needs to be 3,500 dirhams. So you can have a 55,000 square foot house for Diwa. You put in your 3,500 dirhams. You have a studio as a deposit.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's in case you nick off without paying the final bill. In a studio, that's about 6 months worth of Diwa in a 50,000 square foot house. That's about a week. Less.
No, that's pretty crazy. And obviously you've got to pay as part of the NOC process, the buyer will usually have to pay the service charges to the end of the year.
Of course, yeah. If you're buying, again, same in Dubai, you pay your that's the seller's perspective. So the seller has to pay the service charges up until the end of that quarter. The buyer then pro rata pays them
only
back.
The quarter. In Abu Dhabi, it's almost always the year. So the seller will pay it, and then the buyer's got to pay it back to him from the transfer date.
It depends on which developer you're using for an NOC.
Interesting. And service charges, for those of you who don't know, are the charges levied by the owners association to pay for your security guards, like your garden, paddle tennis courts, your landscaping, if it's an apartment block, your AC in the hallways, pool, lifeguard, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. What would you say a fair service charge in Dubai is, Barnes?
Do you know what? Standard. We'll do service charges when we do holding. We're now going to do selling.
Okay, all right. Let's do
selling. Oh, no, you want to do holding because that's chronological.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We're talking about service charges.
Right. Well, that was a brilliant segue, but may I say.
Thanks. I lured you in there.
A fair service charge. Well, this is quite an interesting topic, right? Because it goes back to homeowners associations, okay? There is a law in the UAE
separate laws in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Okay, sorry, law in Dubai that after 6 years, there has to be attempts for the master community manager to hand over the community to homeowners association. I only know of one building that has done that, and that is Le Rev in the marina. And they are a fully concierged, fully serviced building. Park your car out the front. Someone will park your car for you. Someone will come out, take your shopping up in the service elevator, take it to the back door of your apartment. Spa, gym,
why
everything.
The back door?
Staff entrance to the back door of your apartment.
Okay. That's a pretty fancy one.
Yeah. Okay. Now, their service fees are 12.5 dirhams a square foot.
Very reasonable.
Comparable to one of the major developers here, pick one, right? No concierge service, pool, gym, no valet service for your car. 32 dirhams a square foot.
You'd say that's standard, 32?
I mean, look, it goes anywhere from 12.5 to 105 is the highest I've heard.
105?
Yeah, I think the Burj Khalifa is now even more than that, but there's the Four Seasons on the canal is over 100 dirhams a square foot.
That is
it's wild.
Very reasonable.
Wild. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But with a branded residence like the Four Seasons, there is an element of that money that they have to pay to the Four Seasons brand. So, you know.
But for services. But for obviously services. With a markup. Yeah.
What do I think is reasonable? I mean, I'd have to look at, I think, you know, there's certainly margins being made
from
a lot of developers. So houses are cheaper. Houses, depending on, so Emaar will charge you about a bit less than 2 dirhams a square foot on the plot size.
Okay, I mean, so that's...
Nikhil will charge you about the same on the plot size.
Okay.
So my plot is just under 8,000 square feet.
Right.
But my service fees, because it's Jumeirah Village Triangle, which isn't the most desirable community, although I'm a big fan and it's getting better, I just have to caveat that. I think my service fees are about 13,000 a year.
Okay, that's very reasonable.
About 1.5 dirham.
Yeah, and obviously villa communities are less because there's no AC. I mean, I think when we've done this breakdown for our property management company, AC is probably the biggest cost for AC and actually and management fees, the biggest cost for owners.
Well, we still pay management fees in our community for the security gates that we haven't had for the last five.
No, I mean, your management fees will be also to manage the landscaping and the road maintenance and all that.
But not for security gates, we don't.
Not for security gates.
We get charged for them.
Well, you know, boo-hoo.
Maybe they just, it's a typo and it's just for security. Who knows?
But anyway, so the upshot is you got to be very careful about service charges in the property that you're buying, because particularly if you're an investor, it really eats into your investment returns.
It is the divining rule on purchasing if you're an investor. Look at those service fees.
Yeah.
If you're buying the Burj Khalifa, your rent would just cover your service fees. Just. I'm sure it's changed now because obviously rents have gone up. I know in the Four Seasons, it's going to be taking half of your rent.
Yeah, so branded residences, the service fees are much higher. Mm. So in Abu Dhabi, service fees normally never went much higher than 15. Then we had Fairmont branded residences where they were over 20, and everyone's like, what is like going on there? But then now we've just had a couple of launches recently, and one of the launches, and it wasn't even branded residences, you know, the service charges are 35 dirhams a square foot.
How did
which
they
for
justify?
Abu Dhabi is
that's pretty, it's par for the course in Dubai.
Yeah.
How do they justify it?
Opening. It's an off-plan launch by a big developer. They don't have to justify it. But I mean, the difference in Abu Dhabi, I don't know if it's true in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi it's audited by the municipality. So the municipality will not let them get away with, you know, profit taking, which used to be the case. People used to just make a lot of profit because they could charge whatever they wanted and they had no obligation to give you accounts or where they spend the money or anything like that. But now it's much better. The municipality came in and they crushed the service charges. Some of them went down from 15 to 10 dirhams a square foot. Really, you know, squashed them. So every
year a developer here has to give a statement of accounts to the homeowners. So you can go through your expenditure or your community's expenditure.
But presumably you can't do anything about it though.
You can you can make a complaint through RERA, but every year, so they'll never admit that. I've never heard of a case where a group of homeowners managed to reduce their service fees. However, I have heard cases when developers have asked to increase their service fees and the RERA and I think the land department said no. They have to apply to increase them.
Okay. That's interesting.
The same process would go with decreasing. I mean, I don't know anybody who's as a homeowner has forensically gone through their service fees, you know, okay, what are you spending here? What are you spending on water? What are you spending on, you know, how many staff have you got on at this point?
They probably wouldn't give you that kind of detail.
I mean, they should. It should be made available upon request.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, in Dubai, so in Abu Dhabi, almost all of the service providers, so the owners association, are owned by the developer. Mm. So let's say, so your management company and your development is owned by the developer. The maintenance company is owned by the developer. You know, the fire and safety company is owned by the developer, whoever it is, the landscaping company. So you really don't have any view on, okay, is this like a reasonable price for the landscaping company to be charging, because it's owned by the developer. So, you know,
well, you go to a private, you go to a private company and get them to quote for the job.
I mean, yeah.
So this is interesting, right? Diwa is not more or less expensive across the Emirate. They are, what would you say? I mean, I guess it's probably not something you know about, certainly not something I know about. But like for like, Diwa in a house in Abu Dhabi is going to be the same for a house in Dubai.
We have Taka, but...
Taka.
I don't know, to be honest.
I mean, I would hazard a guess it's the same price across the board. So if a community in Abu Dhabi can be charging 15, call it 20 dirhams a square foot, why can a community in Dubai not be charging the same? Assuming they have the same paddle tennis courts,
only takes
same
up
gym.
A certain proportion. I mean, I think probably salaries are higher in Dubai, for example. Yeah, chilled water is a big thing, you know. The chilled water provider that you're using, again, often owned by the developer. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, we could get into the weeds on this, but so in terms of costs for holding, service charges is a massive one.
Massive.
Maintenance.
Maintenance on houses will always be more than maintenance on apartments.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Insurance.
Of course, yeah. Particularly if you've got a mortgage, you're going to need insurance on your house. I mean, you should have insurance on it anyway. On the structure... So if it falls down, you can rebuild it, and also your contents.
No, contents is on the behest of the tenant.
You don't have to, but yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, yeah. What else? Diwa not paid by you, is paid by your tenant.
If you're a, well, this is if you're a tenant, you've got to pay your...
No, this is holding. This is not about tenants. This is holding as owners.
Sure.
I think that's about it, to be honest. So you've got service fees, maintenance... That's it. Mortgage payments.
Mortgage repayments.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, what I like to do, obviously, you know, we're not strangers to the fact that the UAE real estate markets can be a little volatile. So what I do when I'm buying real estate investment stuff is I look at the lowest amount that property has rented for in the last, I mean, it was going back to 2009, and say, okay, as long as my mortgage can cover that amount or that amount of rent can cover my mortgage, that is 100% safe purchase. That now is almost basically entirely cash because rents in 2009 were so low. But it's really important for you if you're buying an investment property to make sure that you're not just servicing the loan at today's rents. You need to make sure that if the rents do go down by 20%, 30%, you can still service your mortgage. And that way you've ring-fenced that property. Okay, you may not be pulling any dividends out of it, but you will also never face the day where the bank come, keys please.
They knock, huh?
They do.
Very twice. Polite. Okay, then disposal, selling your property. You want to do Dubai first?
Yeah, NOC usually costs you around 3,500 dirhams, 2% to your broker plus VAT. Mortgage deregistration, which I think is the same as re-registration. Or mortgage registration, which is 0.25%. I'm not 100% sure about that. And then obviously you need to speak to whatever your bank is, whatever your bank's early repayment charges are, because if you're paying off your mortgage before the 25 years, 10 years, 15 years, however long you've taken it, you will need to repay that mortgage. And there will obviously be a little bit of pound of flesh that the bank will want to take for you for that privilege.
Is there a limit on how much they can charge?
I don't know.
Okay. In Abu Dhabi, it's 10,000. I don't know if that's a central bank.
Oh, no, it's way more than that in Dubai.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a percentage.
Wow. Okay. Didn't realize that.
There you go.
That's why you should buy in Abu Dhabi. Yeah. So for Abu Dhabi, sellers don't normally pay broker fees, but it's becoming more and more common. You'll have an NOC as well. Again, capped at 5,000 plus VAT, normally around 3,000. Mortgage deregistration is 1,000 dirhams. Early repayment fees are a percentage, but capped at 10,000 of your mortgage. And yeah, I think that's it for selling.
One thing relatively I did mention cheap. About service fees in Dubai, your developer is only allowed to charge you 1/3 of the service fee for any terraced area. So your internal area, which is your AC'd area, is going to be X amount. 1/3 of that is what they'll charge you for the terraced area. That was a law that came in a few years ago.
But you say that some of these guys charge you on the plot.
For a villa.
Yeah.
But for an apartment, terraced area, balcony.
So in Abu Dhabi, it's 25% of the balcony for an apartment. And service charge is always on the built up area of the property.
25%. Did I say, what did I say?
Well, third.
Oh, did I? Sorry, yeah. 25%.
Oh, yours is 25% as
yeah.
well.
Okay. Sorry.
Ours for villas is always on the built-up area of the property. And for Al Reef, bizarrely, unusually, it's the built-up area in the SPA, which is different to the title deed. In the SPA, they include like the forecourt and the terrace and stuff like that. But it's still some of the cheapest.
That's your GFA.
The cheapest in Abu Dhabi, Al Reef. It's again about $2 a square foot.
Okay.
I think that covers everything. If there's something that you wanted to know about costs or anything like that, put it in the comments and we'll try to cover it.
Anything we've missed, feel podcast. Free to make a comment. Make them nice. Some
if
of the
we
comments
missed something.
Have been a little bit mean recently.
I'd say slate us if we miss something. Why not? Give us hell, Quimby.
Yeah, it's me that answers these things, Bennett. You know, sometimes it just takes the wind out of my sails.
I feel your pain.
Good. I'm glad. I have been Barney from Dubai.
I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
We have been the Two Fat Brokers.
Still. Like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Hasta luego.